Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Sorry to take floor at this moment, but I have a suggestion for further considerations to think about the nature and scope of our definitions. What I have in mind is that my feeling is that we are going very detailed every single time, more detailed, and we elaborate very detailed text. While, on the other hand, I think it would be advisable if you consider the open approach in general terms. And then we will be on the safe side that we will not be forced to update it later on because of some changes. So, for instance, what I have in mind, just to delete, looking at the first sentence, all types of passengers, because we are imposing to reconsider what passengers might be different and what are the obligations. So if we leave this that provides passengers, it will simplify the issue. And also in the other places, to limit the options to reconsider, leaving open them. Obviously, the basic is that it might be international rail service, and the independent country will decide which will be the primary or the secondary hubs. And I think we cannot impose some obligations on states regarding the behavior of the other states. So it wouldn't be useful, I think. So let's leave it as open as possible. Thank you.